PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hello, this is Mark once again, and if you have a soul, turn this off. All right, let's go get to the news. The Pharmacy, an organic grocery store, is the first vendor to pull out of North Quarter Market, a charming coffee shop and retail space on the first floor of Nora Apartment Building at 855 North Orange Avenue in the North Quarter District of downtown. The remaining vendors include Credo Coffee and Pop Parlor. Traffic wasn't busy enough to warrant the organic veggie vendor to remain in the space. They'll open a space in downtown eventually, but for now they are retreating to their charming winter garden location at 18 East Joyner Street. Coffee will work in this space, but nothing else except grab-and-go meals. The building needs to subsidize the space for new vendors to take the risk, or it'll never take off. Or just rent it out to Dunkin' Donuts. Who cares? I mean, it's the North Quarter, a district named by developers, and at the same time ruined by the work of those same developers. It is completely 100% all apartment buildings with next to zero retail options. I did a piece about it a year ago, but my boyfriend told me to take it off the blog. I walked readers building by building, business by business, proving that this area is dead retail-wise with very few exceptions. Go check it out yourself, the North Quarter District of downtown Orlando. It's ruined. A Jay Associates conceptual design for the $30 million Winter Park Public Library and Events Center was presented to the public recently. The buildings will go in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park at Morse and Harper in Winter Park. The goal is to have the library open by 2020. Executive architects on the project will be Hunt and Brady. This building, you must see. It's nonsensical, but not in a charming way. Look, the architect is internationally known and has done buildings of significance all over the world, but this non-architect calls bullshit. This building looks like a building designed to mimic a 1960s building for a scrapped land at Disney World called Modernville Time Era of Tomorrow Space Race Googie Impersonal Disgrace Land. It's horrid. The architect claims it blends into the park and lake, but really it dukes out a cement plaza for people to bake in the sun on. Go to the blog and see it for yourself. It is pink, it is truly abysmal, and I'm sure will be hated for generations of winter parkinites to come. Leguminati, a vegan food vendor that sold food out of a tent for over a year now at Tasty Tuesdays in the Milk District, and The District in the Mills 50 District, these names, has found a permanent home within the sandwich bar in the Milk District. A full renovation will take place in the space. Opening is scheduled for early November. That seems extremely ambitious, if not totally impossible. But judging from the numbers the Daily City is getting from our stories about vegan anything, this town is dying for vegan food. Honestly, between you and me, and me, and you, and the word district, I bet they score really big. I don't see them staying in this space for long, however. Someone in some high space will lure them away to a better and busier spot. No offense, Milk District. Starbucks, stay with me, is launching a co-branded Chase Visa credit card Winter 2018, which will give users Starbucks rewards points for any purchase they make, even if it's outside of Starbucks. Even if it's outside of Starbucks! This is not the first co-branded credit card from Starbucks, however. This is the second. The Duetto card was the first and was used from 2003 to 2010. Who cares, right? You care, because I care. Co-branded credit cards accounted for 31% of all credit card purchases in 2014. Did you know that? Credit card companies like co-branded cards because it gives them a built-in audience and major sales channel. They're designed to give the issuing bank access to the retailer's customer base. Who knew? Getting those cards in the hands of customers, however, is hard for some stores. According to Advantage Consulting, less than 4 in 10 may be approved, and many credit card companies require minimums of 15,000 to 20,000 cards issued. Stores also like these cards because they make money off of them beyond the basic sale. A bonus is paid by the credit card companies to the stores every time a new customer signs up. stores don't have to pay a fee to the credit card company when the cards are used by their customers, and they get a cut of the interest payments their customers pay to the credit card companies. Isn't it fascinating? I sincerely think it is, even though I'm reading that sentence that I just said off of a page. I really think this is interesting. Who knew that stores and coffee shops were profiting off of these cards beyond just collecting data? I had no idea, and you're welcome for the knowledge that I just Googled. And finally, the 2016 BBC documentary This World, Frat Boys is now streaming on Netflix. Viewers are invited to follow along as UCF students try to join what Gerard O'Donovan calls a bizarre American social construct, the fraternity. It focuses on an unofficial, unsanctioned, off-campus UCF one called the Gazzoni family. It's a former UCF chapter of the fraternity Lambda Chi Alpha. UCF made it an unregistered student organization in 2015. The group rebranded themselves and continued with the financial help of former members. This is not even a real fraternity. Why did the BBC choose them? There's no rules, no school connection, no restrictions, no... Oh, okay, now I get why they chose them. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to our website at thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.